We don't learn these topics. So, Kiyu Rami Haaretz. Okay. The Gemara tells us in the Adam and Aleph, about 10 lines from the top, that if you have a sukkah that's gavoy me'esem amah, we were discussing minimizing the height of the sukkah in order to make it kosher if it was taller than 20 amas. The Gemara says, gavoy me'esem amah, but hutsin yardin v'seichof amah. You had palm branches that came within 20 amas. Im tzivasim erubim mechamasim kshera. If in those palm branches that are sticking below 20 amis, it's tzilas and meruba mechamasa, then it's kshera, because the bottom half of the schach will serve as the schach of the sukkah, and the upper half won't disturb the sukkah, will be kosher. V'imlav, if the lower part, meaning you have your sukkah that's taller than 20 amis, but half the schach is below 20 amis, half the schach is above 20 amis, as long as the part that's below 20 amis is tzilas and meruba mechamasa, the sukkah is kshera. V'imlav, psula. Okay, then the Gemara discusses a similar case, but related. The minimum height for a sukkah we're going to see in a minute is 10 tefachim tall. 10 tefachim is 3 feet. You have these palm branches sticking below 10 tefachim, minimizing the height of your sukkah below the minimum height. So the same rule applies. It's the same. Abai thought to say it should be the same. If on the part that's lower than 10 tefachim, it's more sun than shade, kshera. Because that part is irrelevant. It's not tzilasim ruben chamasa. But if it is tzilasim ruben chamasa, then it should be psula. Because you're minimizing the height of the sukkah, it's too small. Amale Rava, Rava disagrees. Hai diros ruchahi. Even if the part, everyone can visualize the case, you have a sukkah. Minimum height is 10 tefachim. We're discussing the flip side of the case. Not taller than 20 amos. We're trying to minimize it to make it kosher. Rather, you have a sukkah that's the minimum height. 10 tefachim exactly. So the schach that's above is great. But the problem is the schach is sticking a little bit below. So Abai thought it should be the same as if you're trying to minimize the height of the sukkah. That if above 10 tefachim is tzilas merubim mechamasa, that's fine. What about the part that's below 10 tefachim? It's minimizing it below the minimum shear of the sukkah. So Abai thought if it's chamas merubim mechamasa, it should be okay. Because since it's more sun than shade, the part that's sticking into your space, the minimum height of 10 tefachim, it's irrelevant because it's not more shade than sun, it's more sun than shade. And Rava disagrees. Amale Rava, hai dira sruchihi. That is an inferior dwelling. Ve'ein adam dar bedira srucha. No one can live in such a cramped quarters. If instead of being, let's say, this table, a little bit shorter than 10 tefachim, but it would be 10 tefachim, and then you have palm branches sticking down. So Rava says no one can live like that. Even though on the palm branches that are sticking down, minimizing the your minimum space is tzi chamasa meruba mitzilasa. It's more sun than shade. So al pi halacha, it's really not considered to be schach that's lowering the ceiling below the minimum height. But and that's why Abai thought it's kosher. Rava says if you have palm branches sticking down, even though it's more sun than shade on that part that's sticking below 10 tefachim, but no one can live like that. It's a dira srucha. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
So shouldn't that apply beyond 10 tefachim? Shouldn't it be all the way up to 20 tefachim? Because are you assuming that you're allowed to stand in your living space?
The Gemara assumes the minimum height for a shear of a sukkah is 3 feet. Because you can sit. You can sit and eat.
You can sit in 3 feet?
Yeah. Sure. Yeah, 3 feet is pretty tall.
Okay, fine.
So if I were to ask you, what is the minimum height of the sukkah? The minimum height of the sukkah is, as we saw in the first Mishnah in the Masechta, the minimum height for a sukkah, as the Mishnah told us, is she'en gavah asar tefachim is no good. As long as it's 10 tefachim tall, it's okay. Why would you say the sukkah has to be 10 tefachim tall? According to Rava, what's the reason? Otherwise, it is a what? Diras rucha. It's an inferior dwelling. No one can live in such cramped quarters. The problem is, Rabbi, say, turn to Daf Dalet Amud Beis. On Daf Dalet Amud Beis, towards the bottom of the Amud, the Gemara asks, "V'she'ena gavoy asara tefachim minolan." How do you know a sukkah has to be 10 tefachim tall? So what would you have said? Because less than that is a diras rucha. It's an inferior dwelling. That's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara goes on for a whole block searching for a source for this halacha, and the Gemara brings two possibilities. Either it's derived from the Aron, we'll get involved in that, or the Gemara concludes on Avhei Amibes, it's halacha l'maisha misinai. 6 lines or 7 lines from the bottom, shiurin, chatzitzin, mechitzin, halacha l'maisha misinai. It's halacha l'maisha misinai, then mechitzin has to be 10 tefachim tall. Why didn't the Gemara say it's a Dira Surucha? Yeah.
But why are we assuming that when Rava makes a statement, that's with regards to the 10 Tefachim?
That's what he says. If you have palm branches sticking in to your 10 Tefachim, who can live like that with palm branches sticking in?
He can still hold that it's like Moshe Sinai, and then also say there's an additional thing.
So that's what you have to say. So the Pnei Yehoshua asked this question, as well as the Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav has very few pieces on Hilchas Sukkah, but this is found in the Sefer HaGriz on the Rambam. And that's why it's a famous Dvar Torah. So Brisker Rav asked this question, why does, if the Gemara says over here on Da'at Mubeis, the reason why a Sukkah has to be 10 Tfachim Tuos, Halach L'Moshe Misinai, that's the minimum height for Mechitza, what is Rav talking about? That if the palm branches are sticking in, it's a Dira Srucha, it's an inferior dwelling, just say you have to have 10 tefachim in order to be the minimum height of the sukkah, or say that the sukkah always has to be a minimum height of 10 tefachim just because of Diras Rucha. All you need is one reason, not the other. So the Brisker Rav explains, the Pnei Yehoshua has it also, that in fact there's two halachas here, which is what Noach is hinting to, and that is that there's one halacha of mechitzas, that a mechitza, the minimum height is 10 tefachim tall. And less than 10 tefachim tall is not considered to be a mechitza. But if you'd have, we're going to get to it in a second, if you'd have 10 tefachim tall, even if you'd have your sukkah is 10 amos high, the minimum, as long as your mechitzas are 10 tefachim tall, we visualize mechitzas if it goes all the way up to the schach on top. You don't have to have any more than 10 tefachim, and even if you have much more airspace, that's enough to be considered a mechitza. If you look over here in the Mishnah, on Daf Tezayin Med Aleph, the Mishnah says, Tezayin Med Aleph, that if you have im gavoya asara tefachim ksheira, as long as your mechitzas are 10 tefachim tall, right? They say I have two mechitzas 10 tefachim tall. These are 10 tefachim, and the schach is all the way up here. That's kosher. This is a halacha in mechitzas. The mechitzas have to be a minimum of 10 tefachim tall. But then there's another halacha. We'll get to your point in a second. Then there's another halacha, which is entirely separate from the fact that the minimum height for a mechitza is 10 tefachim tall. That's one halacha, and halachas of mechitza. Then there's another halacha. It has nothing to do with halachas of mechitza, and that is that you have to have 10 tefachim of airspace to live within the sukkah. Less than that is simply not called a sukkah. And it's relevant for other halachas too. Look over here on Daf Yudam Aleph. Very sorry. It's really commenting on a Mishnah on Tesem Ebeis. The Mishnah says in Daf Tesem Ebeis that you cannot have a sukkah on top of a sukkah. Why can't you have a sukkah on top of, or a sukkah underneath another sukkah? A sukkah underneath another sukkah is no good. You make your sukkah underneath a tree, Mishnah Daf Tes Mebeis, or your sukkah is underneath another sukkah, that's no good. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, im ein diurin bel yoyna hatachtein ekshera. Rabbi Yehuda says, no. If no one lives in the upper sukkah, then your lower sukkah is okay. If people live in the upper sukkah, then your lower sukkah is no good. Why is a sukkah no good if it's underneath another sukkah? So the Gemara explains that the two dots over there on Testament base, because the pasuk says, "Basukah is teishvu shivas yamim besukas." One sukkah, not a sukkah that's tachas a sukkah, or not a sukkah that's tachas a ilon. Can't have a sukkah underneath another sukkah. So a bottom sukkah is no good. The upper sukkah should be fine. It's not underneath anything else. But the lower sukkah is no good. But Rabbi Yehuda says that's only if people live above. If no one lives up there, then the lower sukkah is good. What difference does it make if people live there or not? So if you look on Yudam and Aleph, four lines up in the narrow lines, the Gemara says, Tanan, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, im ein diurin be'al yoyna hatachtein ekshera. If nobody lives in the upper one, the lower one is kosher. My ain't the urine. What does it mean? No one lives there. Elaim at the urine mamish. People really have to live there. Out to the urine kagarmi. Do people? The fact that people live there passes the lower sukkah. What difference should it make? Elalav. My ain't the urine. Kol she'ena reuia ledira. Veheki dami deloy gavoya asara. If it's not 10 tefachim tall, no one can live there. That's a dira srucha. It's a separate halacha. There's a separate halacha from the halachas of mechitzas. And that is, in order to be a dira, you have to have 10 tefachim of airspace. If there's no 10 tefachim of airspace, that's called a dira srucha. So that's what Rava is discussing here. Rava is not telling you that you don't have mechitzas of 10 tefachim. You do have mechitzas of 10 tefachim, because the schach that's infringing on your space is chamasa meruba mitzilasa. It's more sun than shade. If it would be more shade than sun, then the ceiling has really been lowered in the halachos of mechitzos. Oh, you can't have that then you only have 9 tefachim of mechitzos. The sukkah is no good because you don't have mechitzos of 10 tefachim. That's not what Rav is saying. Rav is saying, even though it is chamasa meruba meitzilasa, there's more sun than shade, but it's infringing on your 10 tefachim of airspace. Not because the roof is so thick that the roof is considered to be lowered, but it's because you have palm branches poking at you wherever you go. So even though it's chamasa meruba meitzilasa, nobody can live like that where you have these palm branches infringing on your space. So Rava evokes the second halacha. There's two halachas here. One halacha says the Brisker Rava, if you need mechitzas of 10 tefachim, once you have that, your roof could be as high as you want. Mechitzas of 10 tefachim. And then a separate halacha, even if you have mechitzas of 10 tefachim, you have to have 10 tefachim, at least according to Rava, you have to have 10 tefachim of free airspace, otherwise people can't live like that. It's an inferior dwelling. Yeah.
Could someone build a sukkah underneath or on top of another sukkah where neither of those sukkot are permanent, or like built in a permanent way?
You're saying otherwise, less than 20 amos. I have a 10 tefachim tall sukkah and another 10 tefachim tall sukkah. The whole thing could be 7 feet tall.
I understand that, but either way, if it's supposed to hold, like if you're supposed to be able to sit on the roof of the other sukkah, isn't it going to have to...
A little dangerous, I hear you.
Or is it going to have to build...
You're saying what have to... Good point. Why not say that? Good, when we go in sukkah, I'll grab your sukkah. We'll discuss. Good, we'll have to address that. Yeah, good point. Yeah.
So according to Rava, a sukkah is 10 tefachim, like you can't hang decorations.
Oh, so look over here on Yudim Beis. 2 lines from the top. All right, look over here. Yudim Beis. Itmar. Yudim Beis. 2 lines from the top. Noye sukkah ein mematim besukkah. But I have my chandelier. Why is that different than the palm branches that are sticking down? So says Tosfos, 2 or 3 line Tosfos. Noye sukkah. 2nd line of Tosfos towards the bottom of the page. Veloi dami lohutz in yardon letoichyu. That's not the same as the palm branches poking at me while I'm eating my soup. De paslina le'el. Mishum diresricha. The shiny hacha de lenoye asuyin. This, I want it to be here. I'm happy to have my chandelier here infringing on my space. That's not called infringing. I want it as part of my dira. But if I have palm branches that are very sharp, if you have ever made lulavim in a, for a lulav salesman, you know that you get poked a number of times over yonder. They're very sharp. So if I have those things sticking down into my sukkah, that's disturbing, and that would says Rav, invalidate my sukkah, or it would be a problem because of diras rucha, not because of halachas of mechitzos. That's what's being discussed on Daled Amud Beis. That is not a halakha of airspace. That's a halakha. You must have walls that are 10 tefachim tall. Less than that, you don't have walls. But even if you have that, a secondary halakha, says the Brisker Rav, is I have to have 10 tefachim of airspace in order to enjoy the sukkah. Otherwise, it's an inferior dwelling, unless I want it to be there, like the chandelier. So, but how do we treat this halakha in terms of practically? Does this pasul your sukkah? Or does it just something that you shouldn't do? So if you look at the Rambam, the Rambam writes over here, Ois Aleph, Sikhek Bedavish and Gidulam and Aretz and Mechubal Aretz, or Bedavish and Makabo Tumma Psul. If you have schach made out of metal, something that doesn't grow from the ground, we'll get to plastic, then your schach is no good, the sukkah is possible. Avo. Im Ova Vesikhek Bedava Hanoivo Venoisher, I make schach out of something that drops pine cones all over me, or pine needles or something, that is shedding. Or Bedavish Erecho Ra, smells bad. That's a Gemara Daf Yigimel Mabez, that is kosher, but you shouldn't do it because people are going to leave the sukkah. So you could look over here. We'll get to it in a second. Well, I'll tell you why it's relevant in a second. The Gemara says over here in Daf Yigimel Mabez, at the bottom, the Gemara says, not Yigbez and Mabez, that you shouldn't be Misakech B'Shav Tzari Loi Misakechin. My time a kevan the sari rechayhu. They smell bad. Who cares? Well, the answer is no one's going to stay in the sukkah too long. We want people to stay there, so you shouldn't be mesachik with things that stink. So okay, it's kosher the sukkah, but you shouldn't do it. Shlo amrei mesachin be'ehu el kadesh shlo yaniach sukkah v'yetze. The Rambam says it's not puzzle to for schach the stinky branches, but people are going to leave. Then the Rambam adds on top of that. You know what else? Tzarech li zoher shlo yehutzin. So also says the Rambam, nice idea. You know what else you shouldn't have? It should smell nice, fragrant, pine, freshener we should have in the sukkah. Should smell good, like those things they hang in the car. And on top of that, you shouldn't have pine branches sticking into you. Hoots in yard and l'say chasara. Because otherwise it's a diras rucha. So the Rambam sounds like, this is a din l'chachila. but it doesn't passel your sukkah, the fact that you have these pine branches sticking in. Didn't sound like that from Rava. If you look at the Ritva says, this passels the sukkah. Amale Rava, over here, Oiz Beis, the shiny halk of the boy, halal, asara, pana, mischach, to loyle havi diras rucha. You need 10 tefachim that there's open air space, and also it shouldn't be an inferior dwelling. We can't ignore it. And then he says, "Afilu b'di'eved psula." It passels, it renders invalid your circle. V'loy lechatchila b'vav kedas mixas hachachamim. Don't tell me there's only lechatchila like some talmidei chachamim. Who do we know he's talking about? He doesn't want to disagree explicitly, but he's talking about the Rambam. Don't tell me there's only a din lechatchila. This is a din. Even b'di'eved your sukkah is no good. That's what it sounds like from the Gemara. Rav has said it's a diras ruch, an inferior dwelling. Not only did you have to have mechitzas of 10 tefachim, but you have to have 10 tefachim of airspace that you can use. If you have pine needles sticking out, palm branches poking at you, you can't use the airspace. So the Ritva says, if you can't use it, it's a diras rucha, and the whole sukkah is possible. The Rambam says, nah, it's a din lechatchila, like stinky schach. People are going to leave, don't do it. But it's not that it passels the sukkah. So the Brisker Rav concludes that perhaps this machlekes harishanim hinges on an issue we've addressed already, and the rishanim are going lishitasim. If you remember, we discussed what is the minimum size for a sukkah, width and length, 7 by 7 tefachim. Why? That's like Beis Shammai, which we said was an unusual case. We pass like Beis Shammai. You need room for roishai, rubai, v'shulchanai, the majority of your body and your table. Beis Shammai, Hillel said, you don't need the table. Why don't you need the table? This is not a permanent dwelling. Hold your sandwich in your hands. Who needs a table? And Beis Shammai said, no, you have to have a table there. So if you remember, we had Machlekes Rishonim, why do you need to have your table there? The Ran said, because even though everyone holds Sukkah Diras Arai, you're supposed to leave your permanent house there you live in during the year, and on Sukkot go into a temporary dwelling. The Ran said, you got to have some permanence. If I can't have my table there, then I can't even call that a dwelling. It's not a temporary dwelling. It's Nishkin dwelling. It's nothing. Even though Diras Arai, but come on. You got to have some keva. So too Lishitasa, he says, the Brisker Rav, the Ritva held, the Ritva and the Ran from the same school of Rishonim, the Ritva held, there's some permanence. Give me a with pine or palm branches sticking it at me, and I have to sit contorted like this. That's not a dira at all. Come on, it's ridiculous. So the sukkah's puzzle, because you have to have some permanence. It's a dira sarai, I understand. But to sit, poking my head and eat my soup like this, so I don't poke myself with the pine or the palm branches, that's not fair. Come on, that's not a dira at all. So the Ran says and the Ritva says, you need some dira. So therefore the sukkah is possible. If it doesn't have the 10 tefachim that I can use, not 10 tefachim for mechitzos, that's a separate halacha, da'adam abeis, tam abeis. This is a halacha that I have to have 10 tefachim of airspace I can use in order to be a dira srucha. And if it is a dira srucha, possible the sukkah. You need some kavius to be a person. Even if it's a dira sarai, temporary dwelling, it's made out of flimsy materials, but you got to have some kavius. The Rambam said that's not why you need your table there. Beis Shammai hold it's a temporary dwelling and hold your food in your hands. We don't give you any permanence at all in a sukkah. Why did the Rambam say that Beis Shammai hold the shear of a minimum size of a sukkah, 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim, Rosh and Rubu v'shulchano, your table has to be in the sukkah with you? Rabbi, does anybody remember why? Because if the table's not there, what are we afraid of? You're right, I could eat my tuna fish sandwich like this, but I'm going to put a table over here, a card table, and I'm going to end up leaning out of the sukkah. But the Rambam never had a halach of kvius. There's no such thing. Sukkah's diras arai, and we mean it. It's diras arai, really temporary. So therefore, the Rambam feels, who cares if it's a diras rucha? Okay, you move your head around. As long as you have mechitzas of 10 tefachim tall, your sukkah is kosher. This diras rucha business of rava, l'chadchila, like not having the stinky, smelly schach. People aren't going to stay there. If you have palm branches poking at you, you're going to leave. That's what Rava means, diras rucha. Diras rucha, people are going to leave. Like the wormwood that the Gemara discussed in Yudbeis and Medabeis, going up to Yigim and Maralef, that people are going to leave because it smells. So it's over here, people are going to leave if it's a diras rucha. So that's why the Rambam held it's only a din lechachila, not a din that passes the sukkah b'di of it. Yeah, let's move on.
If we're going to say that the Abaye and Rava, the Abaye, sorry,
No, 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 not srucha. That's based on, do you give it some kvius or is there no kvius? It's not nothing to do with dira srucha. I mean, I guess it's similar in that, no, but the Rambam held, you could live in a sukkah that's 6x6. It's not a dira srucha at all. The problem is we're afraid you're going to lean after your table. It's a related issue, but not the same. What we're saying is for the Rambam, you just see from there, there's no measure, it's not like you have to have some minimum kvius like the Ran told us. The Ran said you have to have a minimum kvius. So if I have to have a minimum kvius, I need my table there. It makes sense to argue I also can't have palm branches poking.
So according to
the Ran, they're related.
So then srucha should be mentioned in both, I'm saying.
It should be a similar language. Well, I guess... Well, it's describing two different phenomena that are really the same conceptual point.
Yeah.
Right, but they're two manifestations of the same concept. It's a good horror. Very good. Yeah.
Would there be different standards for like yeshiva versus sleeping in the sukkah?
Why?
Sleeping in a sukkah that's less than 10, but you can't necessarily sit in it.
You can't sleep? Why?
You can sleep.
But you can't sit? Sit on the floor. I guarantee you're less than 3 feet tall. I guarantee you. 3 feet is pretty high. This is like 3 feet tall. You can't sit on the... If you sat on the floor, you'd be much lower than that.
Yeah, agreed on that. With the table, you need a table and that covers everything else. If you can have a table, you can sleep, right?
Yeah.
That's what
we said. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, Rabbi, so let's move down in the Amud. I wanted to discuss Doif and Akuma. The Gemara brings the issue up in a case that we discussed yesterday as well. The person whose sukkah was taller than 20 amas tall... Ubana by Istva. Look at the last of the wide lines before the pictures. Ubana by Istva Kenege Doifen Emtsai. You build a platform against all three walls, against the back wall, the bottom of the U. Al Pnei Kula, if you had a sukkah that was shaped like a U. So the Yej by Hesher Sukkah, if there's 7x7 Tvachim on top of the platform, you have a minimum size of a sukkah, then it's Kshera. Uminatsad. What if you built a platform on the side? Against one of the bars of the U. The second the diagram over there. Im yesh misfats itzbo lekaisel dalet amas psua. Pachas me arba amas kshera. If you have four tfachim in between, I'm sorry, four amas in between the far side of the U. Everyone has the picture in the Gemara? Everybody say everyone knows what it looks like? Good. So if you have four amas between the platform and the third wall that it's not touching, if it's less than four amas, then the sukkah is kosher. And you can at least for the moment, you can eat on top of the platform. But if the sukkah is, if the third wall is more than Dalet Amos away from the platform, then the sukkah is no good. Then it's psua. Parakas me'arba amos k'shera, if it's more than Dalet Amos, then it's psua. My kamash malon, what is this coming to teach me? Damrinan doifen akuma. We say it's a curved wall. It's a curved wall. Tanina, so the Gemara says we knew that already. Bai shenifchas v'sike chagabav. You have a house where there's no roof, and you put schach in the middle of it. People have this, retractable roofs. Im yesh min hakaisel v'sikoch da'ar amas psua, hapachos mikan k'shera. If there's within four amas, the schach is within four amas of the walls, of the house, it's kosher. If not, if it's more, it's possible. Ma'u detema. I might have said Hasim Huda Khazi Ludoifen Aval Hakadwal Khazi Ludoifen Emaloi Kamash Malon. That's a good wall. Here not, but here we in both cases we say the halach of Doifen Akuma. Then the Gemara says not only to say Doifen Akuma from one side, he says even to say Doifen Akuma from all four sides. I say Gavoya Mikhafama Bana Isba Ba Msa Miesh Misfaz Isba Ludoifen Arba Amas Khabuach Buruach Psua Pakas Mikan Arba Amas Kshera. The Gemara says we not only say from one side, we say from all four sides. Okay, so we have two instances where we apply Doifen Akuma. What are the two situations we apply Doifen Akuma? One is if you have a sukkah, which is where we started, it's 20 amas tall. But I put a platform against the side. But where the platform is only has two adjacent walls. The third wall is over here. So the Gemara says if it's within arba amas to the platform, we say that the sukkah is kosher. Because it's viewed as a curved wall. If it's more than Dalet Amos, then the sukkah is no good. Then it's possible we don't say Doifen Akuma. What does Doifen Akuma mean? It's a curved wall. So Rabbi, say, look at Rashi. Where is the first Rashi discusses this. Here, the second wide line. Rashi writes, "Pachos midal amas kshera." Rashi says, "Sha'av hu hokshar al yada." The kaimelan halach lemoishem isinai the machshiri suka al yedei akimas doifen ad arba amos chaser mashu. V'roin schach ha'elyon hamachuba ledoifen harochoik ki ilu hu min hadoifen atzma va'akum al kineget tfasa itzdva. So what Rashi says to you is that we view the upper schach as if it's part of the wall. So if you had a picture like this, I don't know why we have no markers here, but if you had a picture like this, and this is 20 plus, I'll show it to you in a second. And then you have your itzdaba, your platform over here. Not the scale, okay. With the scale. And this is within, and this is less than 20 amas. So if this is, let's say, 3.5, okay, here we have sukkah. The sukkah, excuse my crude drawing, 20 amas tall. Can everybody see it? You have 20 amas tall. Here's your platform. If this is only 3.5 amas from point A to point B, yeah, less than 4 amas, we can say dofen akuma. What does Rashi say dofen akuma means? That means we view this whole thing. Let's say, I'm sorry, cab, C-A-B, that's the wall. That's the wall. That's all wall. We view that all as wall.
We're looking at an
area. It's a curved side view. That's a curved wall. That's what Rashi told us. Yeah? What's the lachem mishmi? Sinai roin schach ha'elion mechuba l'doifen ha'rocha ki'ilu hu min ha'doifen atzmoi. Where do you measure 20 amos anymore? Not from C to A, but from D to B. Where do we measure the height of the sukkah now? Not from C to A, which is where we were measuring it before. Now that I have a platform, and this is within Daud Amos, where do I measure the height of the sukkah? From B to D, and that's less than 20 amos. Yeah? That's how Rashi's version of the halacha l'moish misina of Doif and Akuma is literally a curved wall. However, Rabbeisai, and Rashi says the same thing. Yizayin Amar Aleph, when he's discussing Halacha of Doif and Akuma, but there he mentions the other side. Why is he going to such lengths to explain this to you? Where does he say? Rashi says, look at the Mishnah. The Mishnah says in Yizayin Amar Aleph, if your schach is more than 3 tfachim of airspace away from the sukkah, then it's no good. So if you have like this, wall, and your schach is like this, but this is 3 tfachim of airspace. Azai. See what Rabbi say? No good. No doifen akuma. Why not? If I had a similar case, that's the piece, sort of. But if we had like this, and here we had schach puzzle, lines being schach puzzle, we would say doifen akuma. How come this case with the airspace is different than the schach posel? 3 tfachim airspace, no doifen akuma. Less than 4 amos schach posel, yes doifen akuma. What's the difference? That's what Rashi's coming to explain to you. So here chik sikuch min atfano shleisha tfachim psula. Says Rashi, psula, second Rashi, yizayim medalav. Da avir paisel b'shleisha afil min atzad. Why is it, Rabbi Yosef, we just have to figure it out on our own? Why is it? Because what does Doifen Akuma mean for Rashi? The schach posel in the roof is viewed as what part of the wall? Guess what you have to have there in order to view it as part of the wall? Something. If there's airspace, You can't view it as part of the wall. If there's schach posel, can schach posel be used as a wall? Avada. We said on that base matal, if you could have mechitzos shel barzel, could be your wall. So it says Rashi, if there's airspace there, I can't view it as part of the wall. If it's schach posel, I can't view it as part of the wall. So Rashi says, psua, the avir pais b'shloisha, afil min atzad, mikana niyom mefarish, hoder minan, she b'schach posel min atzad, aminan doifin akum alahach, she ad arba amos, hainu de chashvinan l'schach, ki ilu min hadoifin. Rashi says, we view the schach posel that's on the top, this case. Schach posel, we view this whole thing. A, B, to C. Kabah, that's all the wall. That's all the wall. Just like we had in Cab over here, with the sukkah that's taller than 20 amos. Oh, this is all wall. The wall starts here, right? Starts here and continues over there. It's a curved wall.
Rashi says that cab isn't good.
Rashi says cab is good. Abk is good. Everyone agrees these cases are good. The question is why? Rashi says because we view it as a wall that takes a turn. Okay? It's like it's part of the wall. V'ne'ekam v'nichpof l'mala. Says Rashi, look on the first of the narrow lines, Yudzayin Amud Aleph, Uba Avira Leka Lemei Marochi. If there's airspace, you can't say this. Because how can I view it as part of the wall if there's a break? And says Rashi, Eini Mefarish Royen Es Hadoifen Ki'ilu Hu Akum V'Holech Tachas Haschach Apostle. Rashi now here tips his hand. What is he making such a big deal about this for? Because there's another sheet in Rishonim that holds that Doifen Akuma is not like that. That holds that Doifen Akuma, when you have, again, let's say the classical case. This is a classical case, right? Less than four amos chach posel. What is Doifen Akuma? So this is kosher, Allah l'moish misinai. Rashi says, why is that kosher? This whole thing is viewed as wall, a curved wall. There's another pshat in the Rishonim that holds that when you have chach posel like that, this wall gets moved to here. That's the Lach L'moish Mi-Sinai. Doifen Akuma means a slanted wall, not a curved wall, a bent wall, so slanted. We view the Lach L'moish Mi-Sinai as we view the wall as it goes like that.
And that has to be
20 hours. Huh? Or there's another version, it's Machlekes Rishonim, but detail, not for now, but we could spend more time if you're really that interested, that we view it not like that, but we view it as if the whole thing moved over. Okay. Two possible ways of understanding it. Yeah.
When Josh just mentioned it, it's an interesting question, is that if it's larger than 20 amos, but since you're bending over, do you consider it, it's like you said, like the hypotenuse?
Yeah, it's the hypotenuse wall, if it's slanted, does that have to be 20 amos, or where do you measure it from? From right underneath?
We're assuming the sukkah, if the sukkah itself, oops. Let's first deal with this issue, okay? So that's what Rashi says. Ve'eni mefarish roynas hadoifen gilu hu akum v'holech talchach sashrach posel u'magia l'schach kosher u'moitzias apsul min asukah de'imkein gabi avir nami ne'mahachi. If that would be the pshat, says Rashi, if the pshat would be like this, one of these two variations, why can't we say it if there's airspace? Because the Mishnah says, Yitzayin Marav, this is what Rashi is coming to deal with. The Mishnah says in Zion Med Aleph, if there's airspace here, not schach posel, airspace, more than three tvachim, not four amos is 7 feet, three tvachim is like 12 inches, so a little less. So if it's this much airspace, no good, your sukkah is no good. Why not? If I could visualize the wall as being slanted when there's schach posel over there, why can't I visualize it as being slanted when there's airspace there? Why not? Why can't I visualize it being slanted even in that situation? So that's why Rashi says he doesn't like that pshat. However, many Rishonim disagree, Rabbi said. Look at the Taisus HaRosh over here, Ois Gimel. Taisus HaRosh says that if you have the case, I hate to jump around in all these different cases, and so it's a little confusing, but if you have the case of the itztaba, the platform, which is where we started, all the way back, you have this case, Right? So we said Rashi held that was the Daifin Akuma. Taisa Rosh says, Perush. Pachas midal amos ksheira. If this is all less than dal amos, it's 3.5 amos, then it's kosher. Perush ksheira al ha'itzdaba. Aval kula sukkah loy miskashu mishum peso hayoyte chutz l'sukkah. You can't sit under this part. The cave and darmin and doifin akuma hare hadoifin mafsik ben kineged ha'itzdaba ben chutz l'itzdaba. The Rosh, Taisa Rosh says, once you say doifin akuma, there's a wall in between this part of the sukkah and that part of the sukkah. Where is there a wall? Between this part of the sukkah, area A, whatever, area E, and area F. Where is there a wall between area E and area F? The answer is, the Tos HaRosh understood, what does Daifin Akuma mean? We move the wall over. We view the walls if it jumped or if it's bent. That's what Daifin Akuma means. So the Taisa Rosh disagrees as to what is the pshat in Daifin Akuma, that it's as if it moved over, not that it's as if it's curved. And if you look in the Rambam seems to espouse both. That's a big problem in the Rambam. But look at the Rambam over here, Ois Dalad. The Rambam says, Ois Dalad, Bana Itzdaba Be'emtza. You have a sukkah that's taller than 20 amos tall. What do you do in order to minimize the height of the sukkah? You build a platform. Em yesh misvas itzba v'lokaisal arba amas l'chol ruach psua, pachas mei arba amas k'shera. If there you have a sukkah that's taller than 20 amas tall, and in the middle I build a platform that's within 20 amas to the schach, the Gemara says as long as it's within 4 amas to all the walls, it's kasher doifin akuma. What does doifin akuma mean, says the Rambam? Uki'ilu hamachitzos noigos be'itzba, v'arei min ha'itzba. It's as if the walls have been moved over to now be adjacent to the platform. Who's that like? That's like the pshat that Rashi rejected, like the Taisa Rosh. We move the walls over as if they're now, or diagonal, as if they're now all pointing on top of the platform. Yeah? That's how the Rambam understood it. But look over here, I say, the Rambam says, V'chein sukkah gedola. The Rambam says, if you have a sukkah gedola with a schach puzzle around the edge, like you had a house with a retractable roof. No one's retractable roof goes all the way to the walls, because that's where the roof retracts to, in between the wall and the open air space. So you have a retractable roof, would mean if you take out like the middle tiles of this room. If you take out all the middle tiles of this room, the problem is, what do you have on the edge? All the edges, schach posel, you have tiles. So if we want to use the walls, we would need doifin akuma. I say we would take out the first 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Right? You take out the first like 6 tiles. Either way, you know, rows of tiles. Either way, you can have schach puzzle all the way around. So the Rambam says, as long as it's within da'at amas to the walls, it's kosher. V'chein sukkah gedolah shekifuah b'davar shem esachim boi b'tzad ha'tfanas milmala. Im yesh misfas ha'schach ha'kosher l'koysel arba amas psula. Pachas mikan. If it's less than 4 amas, we say doifin akuma. What does that mean? Ryan ki'ilu ha'koysel ne'ekam. We view the wall as if it is bent. Ram articulates Rashi's pshat beautifully. He says, we view the whole wall as if it goes like this. That's the opposite pshat. That's not what Rashi, that's how Rashi said. And Rashi, the problem is the Rambam in the previous halacha told us that's not what Doifin Akuma means. What Doifin Akuma means is we view the walls as if they bend towards the schach. Whole different pshat. So Chashulchan deals, struggles with this Rambam. The Kesef Mishnah already asked that the Rambam seems to contradict himself. It's a big problem in the Rambam. But either way, we have what emerges is a machlekes. Maybe the Rambam holds that there's no machlekes. Maybe the Rambam holds of both. Maybe there's two types of Daifin Akuma, whatever it is. What emerges is from Rashi, from the other Rishonim, is that we have a big machlekes of Rishonim. What does Daifin Akuma mean? And we have two situations of Daifin Akuma. One situation of Daifin Akuma is if I would remove the middle of this room and put schach there, but it's not directly on top of the walls. So we view the schach puzzle, that as long as it's within dal amos of the walls, that's okay. So Rashi pshat was, because we view the schach puzzle on top as if it's part of the wall. And the wall goes like this. And the Taisa HaRosh, and that's how the Rambam says in one place, means it holds that we view the walls if it bends like this and goes towards the schach kosher. So the walls would be bent. Not that the wall goes like this and the schach puzzle is part of the wall, rather the walls go like that. Or they move entirely over. Why then can't you say that when there's just airspace there? Rashi said, if you're going to say that, why can't the walls bend? Even if there's not schach puzzle around, there's airspace. The Mishnah says, then it's puzzle. Why? Why can't we view the walls as if they bend in or as if they move over? So we're trying to explain, not like Rashi, that that's because if there's airspace in between the walls and the schach, you know, up top, then the walls don't even relate to the schach. See, if you have like this, bring a marker, but if you have like this, like that type of situation, we can't say doifen akuma, because the walls don't relate to this schach on top. They're separated by airspace. If there's schach puzzle here, then we could say doifen akuma, we can view the walls if it bends, because the walls relate to the schach on top. But if there's airspace there, then we can't say it. Yeah.
So according to the leaning and shifting view,
right?
Since we do have sort of a lip on the wall, it seems to make no sense to say it shifts versus it leans. Because one, if it leans, then you got this. You know what I'm saying? Like, for Rashi, it makes sense. He's saying we're going to accept this as it is in its position. You can't shift the wall that way.
You can't, because you have bent walls all the time.
How could you shift a wall that's vertical and has this lip? Because all of a sudden what you're having then is, if you imagined it shift, if you have a wall under the schach.
Right.
You know.
We view it like that.
No, see,
the walls bend.
You're shifted.
You like one shot over the other.
Like where? Yeah. Sense.
What's the difference between the two? What difference does it make if you say like this or like that? So the Ritva alerts us to one major difference. Look at the Ritva over here, Oizvav. The Ritva writes, Pirish Rashi, Shadeifen Akumu, if he Shaderech Kaislamis, Akein Pachas Me'ar Ba'amas. Walls curve all the time, they bend all the time. Dino Kischach Gomer, Umutu Ishtamish Taftav. According to Rashi, this is not the way that we have Rashi. He has Rashi, I think, not our Pshat. He has Rashi that Rashi held like the Tais Sarosh. I don't know which Rashi he's getting this from, but he says, Upirish Rashi, Shadoifen Akuma, not that the schach puzzle becomes the wall and it curves like this, is that we view the walls as if they're bent. Or we view the walls, I think he's viewing it like this. Anyway, he's viewing it as if the walls are somewhat a different variation. We have three different possible variations. I'm sorry, all the diagrams is complicated though. We had, let's say, schach puzzle like this. So we said it could be like this. I'll get show it to you in a second. Or it could be like that. He's assuming it's like this. Rashi's assuming it's like that. That's how the Ritva is quoting Rashi. So we had A, B, C. I didn't tell you C because it doesn't help clarify the principle. But that's how he understood it. And since this is underneath the schach kasher, the sukkah is kasher. That's how he understood Doifen Akuma. You see the third shot? Since this is, even though the wall is still over here, since it's underneath here, the sukkah is kasher. The beginning of the wall moves. That's how he understood Doifen Akuma. So look, he says, Upirish Rashi, Shadoifen Akuma fi shaderech ha-kaisel nesakim pachas me'ar ba'amas dino kitzchach gomer, umutu l'shtamish tachtov, shiroyin ki'u niskarv ha-doifen b'soifoy le'itzdeba. He says, the end of the wall, meaning the bottom of the wall, has come close to the kosher part of the sukkah, or to our case, to the platform. So therefore, what's the difference? The Ritva says, according to Rashi, I can sit here. You can sit here. Or in our case, of the sukkah that's taller than 20 amos tall, right? So you have a platform that lowers it within 20. So Rashi holds that we view the walls if it moved like this. We view the walls if it moved like that. Can you see what I'm saying? So according to Rashi, I can sit here. That's what the Ritva is quoting Rashi. A third possibility is in Doifen Akuma. I mean, it's a variation of moving the wall as opposed to the wall and the schach becoming part of the wall. So therefore, the Ritva says, quotes Rashi, that you could sit underneath that part of the sukkah. Because the schach Because now, since we view the walls, if it moved over to here, the whole sukkah as if it's underneath 20 amos, less than 20 amos, because this becomes the only bottom part of the sukkah, you see? You see? So you could sit here too, because this is under schach, which is less than 20 amos tall. That's how he learned. So therefore, you can sit under that part of the schach. V'yaschach l'malta me'asim. Okay, that's how he quotes from Rashi. V'li nira hai perusha. And the Ritva disagrees, though. The Ritva himself, ve'en loy markein, where is it? V'loy nira hai perusha, on the third line. I'm sorry, not v'li nira, v'loy nira hai perusha. Chado. It says, de'hechi mikri doifin akum, they sharon us a ki'un es akma. Why would it be called doifin akuma, bent wall? You should have called it moved wall. Bent wall implies that the walls bend. Therefore, says the Ritva, what is the pshat in doifin akuma? We view the ceiling as if it's part of the wall and it goes like this. So the Ritva says, if that's the pshat, we had a diagram like that somewhere, right? If that's the pshat, then we view it. I wish I had a board. If we view this whole thing as the wall, can you sit underneath a wall? No. So Ritva says, you cannot sit under here. You can only sit over here. According to Rashi, he says that the wall moved like this. The wall moves like that. Yeah. So then you... Yeah. Well, at least in this case. That case. At least in this case, where was the sukkah? Umam esanama. Yeah, here. According to Rashi, you can sit over here. Because this is viewed as if it's now less than 20 amas, because the beginning of the wall is over here, under the airspace, which is 20 amas. So Ritva says, though, according to his pshat, that we view the whole thing as if it becomes part of the wall, you can't sit here, because you're sitting underneath the wall. You can't sit underneath the wall. That's the Ritva thinks is a major difference in the Machlekes HaRishayim about how to understand Daifin Akuma, is can you sit underneath the Daifin Akuma? If Daifin Akuma means that the wall moved, you can't sit underneath the Daifin Akuma, underneath the Schach Puzzle or something, because it's not part of the wall, or underneath the part of the Sukkah that's taller than 20 Amos. It's not that it's part of the wall, and now it became Schach Kosher, or now it became part of the Sukkah that's Schach Kosher because it's the wall moved. But if it's because that we view the ceiling as if it became part of the wall, I can't sit underneath. This is a wall. So it must be then, so the Ritva says, you cannot sit underneath the Daifin Akuma. So the first nafkamina about how you understand Daifin Akuma, the Ritva says, is whether or not you could sit underneath the Daifin Akuma. If the pshat is that the wall moved, you can't sit there. If the pshat is that the ceiling becomes part of the wall, you cannot sit there. Yeah, what do you want to say, Aaron?
So according to everyone but our pshat Rashi,
yeah.
How do they explain the difference between the non-kosher schach and the space?
They would understand, meaning if it's not that it becomes part of the wall, if it's that the wall moves, why can't I say it even if there's airspace there? The answer is because if there's airspace there, this wall does not relate to this part of the sukkah. There's airspace. It's like a random wall in the middle of the wilderness. It doesn't relate to the schach. If there's no airspace, there's schach puzzle, it relates, and then I could view it as if it bends. But if there's airspace, it's a totally different issue. The Ran says another nafkamina, the Ritva himself deals with this too, about how you understand Daifin Akuma, a second nafkamina, and that is not whether or not you could sit underneath the Daifin Akuma. According to the Ritva, you can't. According perhaps to Rishonim that hold that the wall moves, you can. Rather, the machleik, a nafkamina would be whether or not the walls have to reach the schach. Whether or not the walls have to reach the schach. Rabbi, I alerted you to the Mishnah Tezayin Amud Aleph, where the Mishnah says, even if the walls don't reach the schach, as long as they're 10 tefachim tall, the sukkah is kosher. We have another piece of paper here. Even if I have like this, I have walls that are 10 tefachim tall. But they are underneath the schach, sukkah is kosher. Because we view the walls as if they go all the way up. That is a halacha l'moshe Misinai called good asik mechista. Become familiar with it. It comes up all over Masechta Sukkah. Called good asik mechista. Good means we pull it, asik mechista, up the wall. So we view the walls as if it goes all the way up and hits the top. What if I have a zoi? This is the situation at the Ran. The Ran says, can I say doifin akuma together with good asik mechista? What do you mean by that? If I have... Azoy. This good asik mechitzta would allow us to view the walls if it goes all the way up. The problem is, even when you get there, what do you got? Yeah, pasul schach. So if it would be less than that, Amish, you could say doif and akuma. Can I say the two together? So the Ran says, you can't. You can't say both together, doif and akuma, together with good asik mechitzta. You can't. So Bekiva Eger says, why not? Why not? Why can't you say the two together? So Bekiva Eger says, for the Ran, must be that there's a rule that we don't say two halach l'moshe misinais together. We have one halach l'moshe misinai, doif and akuma. We have one, if it's less than Daud Amos, it's kosher, either because the wall moves or because it's curved. And we have another halach l'moshe misinai, good asik mechitzta. We can't say two halach l'moshe misinais together. Rabbi Akiva Eger says, doesn't mean we can't say lovud. If something is less than three tefachim, we view it as if it's closed, or lovud, on two different points in the sukkah. What it means is you can't say them in the same spot. Where one depends on the other, you cannot say good asik mechista together with doif and akuma, because neither one will be sufficient on the, independently. It's not that it's in two separate spots in the sukkah. Neither one, you can't... good asik mechista alone doesn't get you anywhere. Doif and akuma alone doesn't get you anywhere. So the Ran says, therefore, you can't say... you can't say in this type of situation a doif and akuma because it's together with another halacha l'moshe misinai. We don't say two halacha l'moshe misinais together. However, the Ran understood that this is related to his general position. The Ran says, "Lofi shita zu hadavar borer she'ein oichon." According to his position, the doif and akuma is that the wall, the ceiling becomes part of the wall. So the Ran says, "Lofi shita zu hadavar borer she'ein oichon ba'oisa shir she'ben hadoif and le'itzba." You can't sit underneath the ceiling, because that's now part of the wall. It's part of the wall. She says, if we would move the wall over, perhaps you can now sit underneath the schach posel, underneath the part that's 20 amos tall, because the wall became moved over, so maybe you're kind of, it's like you're part of the larger sukkah. See, if it's as if the wall moves over, as if it's like this, so now you're underneath the schach kosher a little bit. You're not underneath the schach posel, you're underneath the schach kosher. Maybe I could sit there. So he says, we could have said that, according to Rashi, but since he holds it as if it bends, you can't sit underneath it. You're sitting underneath the wall, you can't sit underneath the wall. Ela delesa, okay, the kasivno, lafi shita zu, according to my position, that the ceiling becomes part of the wall. Gam ken al kocha kishatfanos magias l'schach askinon. Avam ein tfanos magias l'schach leka l'meimar doifin akuma. If the walls don't reach the schach, you can't say doif and akuma. Rabbi Akiva Eger explained, because we can't say two halach l'moshe misinais together. That sounds like what should have been the opinion of the Ran. We don't say two halach l'moshe misinais together. What does that have to do with how you understood doif and akuma then? So the truth of the matter is, the Shulchan Aruch, even though the Mefarshim Shulchan Aruch quote this Ran, that we shouldn't say doif and akuma unless the walls go all the way up, the Shulchan Aruch does have the following situation. Look at the Shulchan Aruch, Oisir Aleph. Shulchan Aruch says, Hayud fanois gevoyim shiva umashu. This case. Wow, a lot of diagrams, but this case. Caddy corner. This, even if we view it as going up, it doesn't hit the schach. It's within two tefachim to the schach. So normally we'd say anything that's less than three tefachim is negligible. That's called lavud. Halach l'moish misinai. We're going to deal with that a lot too, so get used to it. Lavud, less than three tefachim is as if it's closed. This we'd say good asik mechitzta. Can I say good asik mechitzta together with lavud? What should we have said for the Ran? According to Rabbi Akiva Eger, explain the Ran. No, we should have said no. The problem is, Shulchan Aruch says that that's okay. Hayu devar no seha gavayim shiva umashu. V'amidum b'plachos mishloi shesamuch la'aretz k'shera. Afilu hagag avoya har b'vad shiye mechuvin k'negdan. V'afilu ein mechuvin mamish, even if the walls that are lower are not directly underneath the schach, rakshu b'soy shloi shekenegdan k'shera. Even if the walls could be lower, as long as they're underneath the schach. Then he says, you know what, it doesn't have to be exactly underneath the schach. As long as it's within love to the schach, that's okay. We could say the two together. Good asik mechista, we view the walls if it goes all the way up, and then love to the schach next to it. How could you say two halach l'moshe misinais together? The Ran said, we can't view the schach as if it goes up, and then doif and akuma. So later, Achreinim explained, it's not exactly like Rabbi Akiva Eger told us. It's tied into how the Ran understood doif and akuma, and that fits within the Ran. This is not a general rule. You can't say two halach l'moshe misinais together. What the Ran is telling us, you can't say two halach l'moshe misinais together. You can say good asik mechitzta, then love it. The Shulchan Aruch said so. View it as if it goes up, as long as it's within two tefachim to the schach, that's okay. The answer is, we can't say doif and akuma if there's a break within the wall. Bacon. One second. We can't say Doifan Akuma if there's a break within the wall, and this is the Ran Lashitasa. And that is because Doifan Akuma means, as the Ran told us, that we view the Schach Pasul, we view the Sukkah that parted from Alma Yasser Mama as if it's part of the wall. How can you view it as part of the wall if there's a break in between? That's what the Ran is telling us. How can I view this whole thing as part of the wall if there's a big break? You can't, says the Ran. Because since Doifan Akuma means we view the whole thing as if it's one bent wall, if there's a break, how could that all be part of the wall? It's not a general rule. You can't say two halachim misina is one together with the other. We said you can. If you say good asking mechitza, view it as if it's going up, and then a little rub it over. That's fine. The Shulchan Aruch says that's okay. What's the problem here? That there's a break. If Doifan Akuma means we view the whole thing as if it goes up and then comes over, the same way you can't say Doifan Akuma if there's airspace over here, you can't say Doifan Akuma if there's airspace over here, because we can't view the wall as if it goes up and then bends. However, if you would understand Doifan Akuma differently, like the other Rishonim, that we view it as if the wall slides over, then perhaps we could have said it, even though the walls don't go all the way up. So that's what the Torah says. The Torah says over here, Ois Yud, that even if the walls don't go all the way up, we can still say Doifan Akuma to slide the wall over. This is the Ran, according to his position, that Doifan Akuma means we view the walls if it bends. So if we view the walls if it bends, you can't have a break in between. But if Doifan Akuma would mean that the wall slides over, or the wall becomes on an angle, so then even if it doesn't go all the way up to the schach, we could say Doifan Akuma. We'll review this point, Mr. Shem, next time. I don't want to delay any bacon any further. It's supposed to have you here, Rabbi Bacon.